the sugi in brachas that from tetzma beis it's a lachon shachnachosus and kufrei chet zayin. That the klal is any day which is machayev asuda, Moshe Shabbos and Yom Tov, and askaras hayoyim mentioning the day is makid. There's a chiyev suda for that day, and Moshe suda Shabbos. Then if you forget ritzei, if you get to mention the day in benching, if you get to say ritzei, you have to bench over. The same thing on Yom Tov. If you get Yom Tov on Yom Tov, since the chiyev suda Yom Tov, the day is machayev asuda. That if you get to mention the day, if you get to mention the chag, Yom Tov, then you have to bench over. So the Gemara says, well, Moshe on Rosh Chodesh, we say Yarav Yavoi, but there's no Chiv Suda on Rosh Chodesh. Since the day of Rosh Chodesh is not Machayev Suda, in case you forget Yarav Yavoi, and benching on Rosh Chodesh, you don't bench over. You don't have to bench over. Then it says, we know there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tov Yutes, it's a complete Siman in Shulchan Aruch. It's Boi Sif Echad, the whole Siman is one Sif. The Machab Paskins, Mitzvah Nechab is Vesudas Rosh Chodesh. Even though the Gemara seems to say there's no Chiyah Vesudas on Rosh Chodesh, in Shulchan Aruch there's a Mitzvah that Vesudas on Rosh Chodesh. It's Chayav Mashvah, it is a Chiyah. The Paiskim read now, the Mokka of the Shulchan Aruch is a Medrash. The Medrash Ksikta says, the famous, it's a Gemara a little bit different, but the Medrash says, Loshin, of Komazay Nezhi Sha'odam, Ksubna Mershana Vareshana, Chusim Mashah Moitzi Vishabasa Vyamtiv Rosh Chodesh Vachal Moit, Vimashah Tiregis Meinichon Beis Rabban. That the person panasa, whatever was pashet to him, on whatever was passing to him, was nigzah on him, Rosh Hashanah, with a set amount, except whatever he spends on Shabbos, Yom Tov, Chol Moed, Rosh Chodesh, and Chol Moed. Whatever you spend on that, that's free, it's a freebie, you're getting that extra anyway. And Moed, and Masif, and Loed, and Perchus, personally. So that doesn't go in the Cheshbon. The Medrash also is, whatever you give for Chalim, it's a bun of, like, it's a bun of a Tamatayim. But part of the Medrash is saying includes Rosh Chodesh. It's such a chashuv inyan to spend money on Rosh Chodesh. It means on the suda of Rosh Chodesh that money, whatever you spend, you're going to get extra. So that's the mokka of the mechabes. The mitzvah mechabes with suda Rosh Chodesh. Agav, the Medrash is lashon over here is umasha tinoikis melichon lebeis rabban. It says it's a little bit mashma that this inyan that whatever you spend on children for. It's so tamatoy. It's dafka on tinoikis, dafka on ketanim. The Gemara in Beya that says Zion has the same, it's the same maimah chazal. But there it says chutz meitzos bono v'tamatoy. You learn the Gemara in Beya, you would think it means all children. And you learn the Medrash, it seems to tell you that it's dafka tinoikis, dafka ketanim. And once we have the Medrash that says dafka tinoikis, you could say the Gemara also when it says bono doesn't mean the gedolim, it means the ketanim. But I'm thinking that maybe it's lav dafka. Maybe the Medrash is like Diva Behaiva, the Medrash is talking about in the times of Chazal, people only paid Malamdin for Ketanim, for little kids. Maybe the boys got older, there was no Schal Limit, they didn't charge anything for the yeshivas they went to. It was a different system. But it's really Lav Dafka. But really, Mustavra, it goes on Hitzos, born of anything you spend on children, even born of Gedolim. It goes. You're Kail also, very good. But upon him, the Medrash doesn't make a big thing about Mazenus of a Shredish, that whatever you spend on a Shredish, so how could you say there's no Chiyah Suda on a Shredish? The Teretz is, Kemen Zogin, what the Mishnah Berurah says about Mishnah. Mishnah Berurah brings down that this Indian of Mitzvah and Havis for Suda on a Shredish does not mean that the Suda will pass. Does not mean you have to wash. You could be Mekayim this with other Machal and have an extra donut, Basa, have a nice, something else special for coverage of Shredish. That's another type of thing. Maybe it's only a mitzvah, not a chiyuv.
Whatever this mitzvah is.
Right, okay, but it's not a chiyuv. So that's the only chiyuv. And Suda Shabbos, it's a chiyuv. Here it's not a chiyuv. It's just a mitzvah. That's another type. Then there's the Santa Bach. The Bach says, what's the chag in the Shulchan Aruch? The Bach says there's no inyan to have any special Suda on the Shredish. The Bach says that when the Medrash says the Shredish, it's going on what the Medrash says right there. Then you're paying Schal Limit. Because in the times of the Medrash, the meaning was you pay Schal Limit on the Shredish once a month. And it's going on, when it said B'shchedesh, it meant B'shchedesh is the time to pay the Schal Limit, even though it's a little bit schwer in the Seder Torah, because the Medrash says, Chutz Yimashem Moitzi V'shabas Yom Tov V'shchedesh V'chal Moed, it puts B'shchedesh before Chal Moed, and then it goes on to U'mashi Tinoik S'mazichem Beis Rabban. So the order is not mashed that way, but there's a point to the Bach, there's B'chal Moed. Right, but he's put it together, so maybe he had different gifts, so maybe he had Arm V'shchedesh Mashem Malichem. Maybe he had different guests to the Bach. So according to the Bach, there's no chiv. Back upon, and even according to, even though it's the beginning, but according to Shulchan Aruch, there's no chiv, or at least no chiv of pass. So that's the Gemara. But that's the first Gemara in Baruchas. There's no chiv to the Amr Shredish, and that's the reason why if we forget the Amr Shredish, we don't bench over. Even on Shabbos and Yom Tov, the person who eats extra suda, he was already used to Shana Shabbos and eats an extra suda, which wasn't machuyev, you have to bench. But then if you forget Yom Yavoy, you don't have to bench over. Because it's a fourth suda, there's a random Rambam pass like one of my Abba suda so Shabbos, but we're not that way, we don't pass like that. First it's an extra suda. Even Shana Shabbos itself, the halach is if you get, would say, by Shana Shabbos, you don't have to bench over, because Shana Shabbos itself is a machuyev's place to come a chiyev and pass. Not a place to hold you create Shana Shabbos with Mezainus or Payers. So that's why that's it. You're going back to what? He wants to come up with a tool for big chiddush. She wants to say this whole halacha is dafka for men, but a woman, if they forget the Yom Yavoy by Sudas Yom Tov, they don't have to bench over. They do not. So Kveig wants to be mechadish that the whole chiyuv of Sudas Yom Tov of Oinig Yom Tov is a mitzvaseishes man grama, and the klal is a mitzvaseishes man grama nashim apata. Any mitzvah which is defined by a time, like Sudas Yom Tov has a special time, nashim apata. The main of Dr. Kivega, for women, when they eat a Suda on Yom Tov, for them, Yom Tov is like a Shchedesh for us. It's a day that, you know, if you eat, it's like a Shchedesh. It's a day if you eat, you have to say Yom Yavoy, but they have no Chiyuv Suda. So it means it's on Grama. The main for them, if they forget to say Yom Yavoy, and benching on Yom Tov, they don't have to bench over. Now, that's the Kivega's Chedesh. And I think the Soid is really in the text in Sukkah, that for Zion, if you so together. Which is really chaluk on taisus and brachos on the test, but the quite that taisus. But the Kveg does end off. He says zulas. There is, except for besudas yom, there is one suda in the year that on Yom Tov that women are chayav to eat. That we lay the seder Pesach. By the seder, nashim are chayav in the mitzvah matzah.
So
this. So this the potum. The potum.
What?
Yeah, they're not the.
That's a good
question,
it's not true.
In the Haim, you talk to any old people in Europe, no women win the sucker, there's no such thing. Women never win the sucker.
But it should be Machayev, not to eat.
Why? Even though the Machayev goes to be a Kazimitz of Matzah. Because even though the mitzvah of matzah is also mitzvah of man grama, the Gemara Brachos Tafim Gimel has a hekesh that is makesh the issa chametz. The mitzvah of matzah is the issa chametz. Kol mi she'yesh no batech chametz, she'yesh no mekum echol matzah. Whoever is in the klal is in the mitzvah of nati chametz has to eat matzah, and women are chayiv in the issa chametz because nashim are chayiv in every goes to say even though it's man grama, even if it's defined to a time. The main of the chayiv matzah, the main of the kivega Pesach night they won't mechiv to eat. It's mainly if after they eat matzah, if they forget to say Yom Yavoy, that's the one time of the year, or two nights in Yom Tov Shagolis, that's the only time of the year that if they forget Yom Yavoy, they take half the bench over. I was thinking maybe you think it's far there's a Shabbat Chilek that even if they forget Pesach night, the Yoyim was not Machayiv them in
Shabbos.
Also, Shabbos was they are Chayiv. What about, I mean,
Same as men.
If a man forgets the Yom Tov Yavoy and Shchodesh, Shabbos, you don't bench over.
No,
I'll leave it safe.
Not the
Chum Tzadish. Then Chum Tzadish,
right? If they forgot,
they have to bench over, you might as well, then they can say.
Why not Man Grom Be Shabbos
Be Yishuv? Oh, because that's what it says, it was also heckish, that Kom Yishiyeshna, Zoch V'Shom Di Be'echad, Zoch V'Shom Di Be'echad, and whoever is Chayv in Zoch, Noshem HaChayv in the Mitzvah Kiddush. I'm sorry, Chayv in the Mitzvah of Shama. Shama, and Lelah Ngabe. And whoever is Chayv in the Mitzvah Sey of Shmir Shabbos is Chayv in the Mitzvah Sey of Zoch. And the Mitzvah Sey of Zoch is Kiddush, but the Tesis says it goes on all Mitzvahs of Shabbos. All mitzvahs, including Suda Shabbos. That's where they're chayiv in all mitzvahs of Shabbos. But Yom Tov, you don't have that hekesh of Zoch V'Shama. So Yom Tov, they're chayiv in the loisa seiz of Yom Tov, but they're not chayiv in the seiz of Yom Tov.
If Craig wants to say that the chai on Pesach night, they are mechuyev in the sudah, because the mechayev was matzah, chai you would think maybe is a chilek. If you chayev al sudah, yom tov, that's also the yom. That's why Eskar is saying, I mentioned today's market. But he not chayev al the yom, he chayev al the special mitzvah matzah. Matzah, but the Torah is part of Kiveg is a whole, it's a shrach a chilek. Kiveg a hell, matzah is also because of the yom. Because of Pesach.
Tell
me whether
the day has a chiyuv b'chutz amazon. There is a chiyuv b'chutz amazon. The Maaseh, I don't care how it came about. It's
going to
be a
chiyuv b'chutz amazon. On that day.
That's the
Maaseh
between
tefillah
and what's
called.
This is
kavua
and this is not
kavua. Okay, it could be marked like that. A friend of mine, Tamchachem here in Lakewood, Avsham Shirais, he asked me a kasha. He said, why does Kiveg say that Pesach night women are, if they forget Yom Kippur, they do have to be Shavu, because they're Mechuyev in the Suda, they're Mechuyev in Matzah. He says, the big Mechuyev is Poskim, if you create Mitzvah Matzah with Matzah, Shinon Leishah B'mei Peiris. If you made Matzah with Mei Peiris, you did it in a careful way, that it did not become Chometz. But if you made Matzah with Mei Peiris, Matzah with apple juice or something, and it was Pasuk of Kisnin, a lot of Poskim, Ram speaks about a lot of Poskim hold the Yetzah. And the Kiveg in Shulchan Aruch, the Kiveg himself in Shulchan Aruch, it happens to be in Hilchos Petis Pas. Interesting, it's not in Hilchos Pesach. It's in Hilchos Petis Pas, where it talks about Pasuk B'Kisnan. In Erechaim, it's in Mekuf Samaches, it's Zion, the Kiveg passes that way. The Kiveg holds that you can be Yitz Medaraisa, the Mitzvah of Matzah, with Mezoinus Matzah. If you made Matzah with eggs, maybe egg Matzah, which might be Mezoinus, depends how it's made, he also eats it. As a Mela, from Shavuot to Smigasha, even Pesach night, women are not chayv in a suda. They're not chayv in a suda yamtif, because it's Mr. Sejas van Grama, according to Kivega, and they're not chayv to eat the matzah, which is Machayv Yechaz Mazah, they're not chayv matzah fast, they could eat Mazonis matzah, according to Kivega. As a Mela, we're back to the Kasha, so even Pesach night, they should not have to bend Shoba. So, yes, ma'am.
He
was giving a say that Pesach night, yes, but even if they eat matzah, which is a moitzi and doesn't, but they weren't machuyev to do that. They could have gotten away. What? That's what my father wanted to answer. My father wanted to answer.
And what about
the
Shabbos?
There's
a
chifas.
Can
Shabbos
possible?
On Shabbos? Only Shabbos Shuddas. No.
No? That's part of Pesach.
Sorry? Right.
If you eat enough
mazonos,
if you
eat
the suda, you start
the bench anyhow. Right, but Pesach night, you're mechuyev in exayas. If you put these exayas in zonos, he does not have the bench.
If you're eating the suda with everything else,
you don't have a shiddah, you don't have to eat everything else. I mean, you have to eat something, you eat something with shulchan aruch, or an egg. But you don't have to have, you don't have to eat together, shulchan aruch could be separate from matzah. So, is a man that was his kasha. So my father wanted to say, we see stuff from Chavetz also. My father wanted to say, he said this Gemara that says a klal that data is mechayev asuda past. If you forget to mention Yom Yavoi or say in bench, you have to mention Shavu. What about a data is mechayev to eat the mezainis, which has an almichya, and then you forget to be maskei the yom in almichya. And almichya also says sochreinu v'yom chagamatzis says that. So my father was saying, it should be the same halacha. So you would have a day where the yom is b'chayiv, you see mezainus with a bracha chayin and bracha chachmin in shalosh to make an amichya. Then that would be a case that if you forget to say v'zachreinu, if you forget to mention the chag and yom yavoi, you have to say yom yavoi over. So actually, l'chayiv is no other case. The grad is one other case. We can get to it soon. But pasha is no other case where you mechayiv ti mezainus. Which day is mechayiv mezainus? Oh, but my father was saying that this will be the case. Pesach night for women is mechayev one or the other. Either they have to eat regular matzah, make a moitzi and bench, or they have to eat mezainis matzah, make a mezainis and amichya. But mainly for them, mechal pochus, they have to mention the day in the bracha chreina, either in the bracha achzmein shalish in the amichya, or in the benching. It's mainly if they forget to say the yom, either in benching or in amichya. No, but since they were mechuyev to mention the yom, whatever they did would be mechuyev, would have make them meshuvah. Just like if they didn't see Yom Yavi, but the yom would have to see Yom Yavi over.
He said even if they chose the
rabbon. Actually, it's going to be good even with the rabbon. You know, Pashas mentions the rice, by the way. You know that.
I'm not sure.
I think it's because Shchunah Pashas that way. I think others say it also that the.
Really,
that you have a topic. Yeah, I think so. So yeah, I'm not sure either, but that's all good. So that was the third. So somebody showed me that there's a kovitz I forget the person who wrote. I wrote it down. It's the Kovitz Hamakavitz. His name of the Kovitz Gulian Hay Omid Samachay. I didn't write down who the person that wrote the Shukatayr was. He wrote a similar shayla about a person forgets to say in Al Geffen after the fourth kais. By the say that after benching we drink the third kais and then we drink the fourth kais. And after the fourth kais we make an Al Geffen. We make a bracha asmi in shalish. So the person declared, what about if a person forgot to say the Zachrenu and that Al Geffen? Does he have to say the Al Geffen over? Which is Zachary, the same Chakim of our saying. He wanted to show me that this person also declared it. He said, Zachary, yes. Zachary, the Gemara talks about that whenever you forget to mention the day in Birchas HaMazon, if the day is Mechayiv in the Suda, mainly you have to bench over. Zachary, the same thing would be this Al Geffen. This is the second case. This would be one Al Geffen in the year that you have to mention, which is you're mechuyiv to make. You're mechuyiv to drink the third or fourth kais. We're mechuyiv to drink a kais every havdalah and make an Al Geffen after that, but there's no kais again. And that Al Geffen, that's Maseh Shabbos. But this kais revi, after you drink the fourth kais on Leil Pesach, mechuyiv to make an Al Geffen. So he declares, if you forget to say the Zachrinu, the Yerim Chagamatik says that, you would have to make an Al Geffen over. What? So you're not mechuyev to drink it, but you want to say it's the beginning of Pesach, but someone's mechuyev to drink it. But if someone's mechuyev to drink it, no one's drinking it for you. Right, but after the fourth kite, what if you forgot to say the zechrenu?
No, what's fourth?
We make it after the fourth, not after the third. After the fourth. Yes, we wait there for it. I was thinking that this shayla is not such a common shayla because I think this is the one time of the year everyone says, and I'll get Ben from the Haggadah. If you don't say it by heart, you have a Haggadah in front of you, I think most people look inside, so you're not going to miss the Zechrenu. But the truth is, people that are maybe used to saying, I'll get Ben by heart, you know, every week after Havdalah, they're used to it, they don't look inside. Maybe they just say it. And it's a big shayla, they forget. So this, and this Kovitz, this person, this one that wrote the Shukl, he says very good. He says, Amos, it's not so poshut. Because the shia of Abba Kaisis is not revius. The shia of Abba Kaisis, the chiv to drink is Moli Lugmav. Like a cheekful school, Moli Lugmav is different shia. And it's a big machagas peskin if Moli Lugmav is more than revius or less than revius. The male, if he holds less than revius, so you're not machuiv to drink a shia that's machuiv in Al Geffen. Even if you do, you drink a little extra, but you're not machuiv. As a male, we have a machagas peskin if this is a yom which is machayiv in Al Geffen. The male wants to say that you will not say Al Geffen over. That's what we want to come out with. He gives an etza that a person did forget to say Al Geffen. If there's someone else by the table that didn't make an Al Geffen yet, he asks him to be Moitzia. If a person made Al Geffen without saying Zachrenu, he asks someone to be Moitzia. This is an interesting child. The Stei Chemed, Chelak Tes, Marechas Yom Tov, Siman Beis, Eisvav, prints and letter, and Zachar, the only place it's printed, he found the letter from Shlema Koyin, the Dain of Vilna, the Mechava Sefer Cheshuk Shlema, and Shans Shuvas Binyan Shlema. And the Cheshuk Shlema, he brings down to Kivega, and he writes, Ksaf Tema Li Ogoin Mechava Zatzal. He's a Kashan of Kivega, Ksaf Tema. Why did Kivega says only Zunas Leil Pesach? The only time in the year that women are Mechayev and Mechuyev in the Sudas Yomtiv is Leil Pesach, Asa Matzah. In fact, the Cheshuk Shlema creates one other time, Shavuot. He brings down the Gemara Sochem that some Chesam Beis. We have a Machlokes Tanoim by every Yom Tov. The Brisa says, "Tanya Belezayim, Engin Godim Yom Tov, and LaOyich V'Sheisa or Yeshu V'Sheina." And every Yom Tov, a person has a choice: either he could sit and be Mekayim Mitzvahs, only Yom Tov a whole day, eat and drink, or if he wants, he could do Kulin Hashem, just sit and learn a whole day. He's not Machlokes Tisuzi. He can even fast. He could just, if he wants, to devote his whole day, the whole Kedushas Yom Tov. So he'll tell you he can do that also. Rabbi Shua says, okay, on Yom Tov, on every Yom Tov, you have to do chetzi achigim v'shdiyah v'chetzi bismedrash. You should half a day be oisik in only Yom Tov, and half a day you should be oisik in Tayyar. Okay, that's the machlokes on every Yom Tov. But then the Gemara ends off, Omer v'lez, hakam oidim batzeres, but everyone, Rabbi Eliezer, everybody will be moidim batzeres in Yom Tov to be in a naming lachem. On Shavuos, you should not just learn a whole day. You have to give part of the day for Oinig Yom Tov. You have to have a Suda. My time at Nemshi Yemshi by Torah. Because Shavuos is a special simcha, an extra chi of Suda, because it's the day we got the Torah. So we see that Shavuos it has an extra chi of Suda. Besides Suda's Yom Tov, it's a chi of Suda because Yemshi by Torah. Taisus says Hol Cheshbon. You look in Taisus says Hol Cheshbon the sugya that this halach is midrabanan. It's not Midrash. Even the Gemara mentions the pasuk. Taisa says it's not Mekoras Mesvar. And even though Svara is also normally Deraisa, but over here, obviously, he's not going to taste it. Taste it holds only Darbana. It's a Ming, I think the Shechem Akasha. There's a famous Machek Akasha Taisis in Brochus, Tafchof. The Mishnah says that Noshim Achirus Batila, the Chayiv in Tila, and the Pashtus, the Mishnah means, the Chayiv in Shachris Mincha and Meir the same as men, whatever the Chayiv Meir is. So Rashi is the kasha, why are they chayiv in all these tefillos, shachris and mincha, ayin, chayiv, mitzvah, shayiv, zman, grama? Is a man tefillin, is a man shachris, is a man mincha, why are Noshim chayiv? So Rashi says, b'chidish from this gemara. Rashi wants to say, this cloud that Noshim chayiv, mitzvah, shayiv, zman, grama, apotam, say, this cloud that Noshim apotam, mitzvah, shayiv, zman, grama, is only a mitzvah deraisa. But mitzvah derabonon, when chazal masakin, they masakin in our women, even by mitzvah, shayiv, zman, grama. That's Rashi Shita. Taisis is chaylik. Taisis, and I'm chaylik passing taisis because, like we said, women are part of
fun. So why do you sort of achan and boy voice and s on the deal and all these
things that are bonus? Yeah, it's like a kasha. That's maybe a kasha. Actually, maybe that mission is not going like this mission, but. Yeah, we only say by them, right? Okay, so, but Tosfos has different guesses in the Gemara, and Tosfos' guess is that the reason why Noshim Achayev in Tzvinu is because Tzvinu is Rachmininu. And Noshim also need Rachmanis. The Inya Tzvinu is the Vetzach Rachmanis, and Noshim also need Rachmanis, even though on Shabbos Yom, there's no Bakashis, so the night the Ikka Tzvinu is Rachmi, and Noshim also need Rachmanis, and Tosfos, that's why, since the reason applies to the Chayev, even though it's a mistake of Mangrama. Is a main effect of the Cheshach Shleim and Manashach. Over here, the Chiyuv Suda of Shavuos, if it's according to Rashi, since it's only the Rabbanan, according to Rashi, they should be Chayiv in the Chiyuv Suda of Shavuos because it's Mitzvah Sejman Gama of the Rabbanan, and the Chayiv. And if you go like Taisus, that the Potan Mitzvah Sejman Gama of the Rabbanan, but they are Chayiv when there's a reason. Over here, there's a reason. Yerim Shnit Nabai Tayyar. There's a main of that reason Chayiv passed by Nashim also. Is a main effect of Cheshach Shleima on Shavuos should be one other time. If a woman forgets to say Yang Avi by Shavuos, we should tell her she has to ben Shova, especially by Shavuos. So I'm thinking,
one he says
he needs Lachem. That's thinking of. But first I was thinking of maybe more Shachar. I was thinking that maybe the time of Yom Shavuos B'Tayr goes up, doesn't really go on women. Maybe the time of Yom Shavuos B'Tayr is going on men who are Mitzvah Tam B'Tayr. The Gemara says Nashim Apotam is Tam B'Tayr, but it's not Mitzvah because my view on the Gemara Dafid Zayin.
Except for the end of the Gemara, says that if Yosef used to say, "Ilav Hayom B'Tam Yosef is B'Shul."
Okay, you have a Yom Kamer Rebbe Sekhani Yossi, you should go also.
You mean Kamer Rebbe
Sekhani Yossi? Yeah, you said also. The main thing was that Noshim and Noshim do a Bechelik in the Hosn's story, and the Shul's story. Pasha, they have to train sich in the, right, you have a Yom Kamer goes on the
Menosu. Kabbalah
Sekhani Yossi. Yeah, okay, I don't know, that's why, I don't get that, I want to say, but...
That's a mitzvah.
Even though the Cheshach Shleim is naming off the Poshet, that this special Indian of Yom Shnit Nabai Torah is Machayev in the Suda. Sure, you could say no. You could say that the whole Indian of Yom Shnit Nabai Torah is a Machayev to eat something extra. Basar, Yayin, and other things. Well, not Dafka Suda Pas. The way the Kirega says himself by Simchas. By Simchas, you know, I think I forgot to mention this. What?
So you can't
assume on a whole day and fast and say, but Spanish, make sure you eat cake and basa, yayin, and make sure you. Yeah, but
I think. When it's a chem, how do you know
that
it's
a chem? No, it's not. It's not a chem. It's not a chem.
See, they can't do the whole day.
No, but saying it is a chem.
Who says the chiyuv? Who said no? Even on men, there won't be a chiyuv to that. The din of chalam. It won't be a chiyuv to that. It'll only be a.
So why do you have to go mention?
No, the chiyuv sudas yom tif. That's a tchan rabbanon. Two sudas and yom tif. What?
You
thought
sudas
don't
sudas.
I was
talking
in the
past
pasuk.
But this din of chetzi nechem is not.
What's the din of chetzi
nechem? I don't think so. Yeah, the whole din.
What else?
Why do you think it's not chetzi nechem? But now sudas yom tif is an extra tachana. But it's a kana. It's a kana on top of chetzi lechem. It's a kana. You have to chetzi lechem. Most of the mechayev
is. But where else does it come from?
So you okay? So according to you, you want to learn this.
What does Hakol do that series?
So then you like his kasha.
Okay.
But if you learn the chetzi lechem,
so why is that all included in the food? Why include the pesach?
Who?
Men.
But that's only said by Shavuos. Like you mekayim the Indian of Hakam Moed Matzes to be naming Lachem, because the Yom Shul Beitar you can mekayim it with other machalim. And the Amos Kivega says this far on Simchas Yom. I forgot to mention this, but this is important far. Kivega in the Hashmata on the Tshuva Semenal has a bigger richus about this. He has to caution himself, even if you say Noshem Apotah from Einig Yom Tov, because Mitzvah Shem Angrama. But in the Gemara we have a machlekes Abayin of Zeir. It's Noshem Achayim in Simchas Yom Tov. Kivega has a whole richus to explain that the two inyanim, there's a din of Einig Yom Tov and there's a din of Simchas Yom Tov. And then the Simchas Yom Tov Noshim according to one man of the Gemara and a lot of and Smachikas Paiskim Mori Paskin and a lot of Paiskim Paskin Noshim Machayev Simchas Yom Tov. So Chayev should be Machayev in Sudas Yom Tov al Simchas Yom Tov. So Kivega says this story. He says no, Simchas Yom Tov is only Machayev in Basav Yain. It's not Machayev in the Sudas Paskin. It's a kasha from Rosh, but that's the Kivega Shita. That Simchas Yom Tov is not Machayev in Sudas Paskin. It's only Machayev Basav Yain. That's why Noshim if they get Yanav Yevay on Yom Tov, Kivega holds they don't have to bench over. I'm going to say another kasha. I'll just say, Vashans Tshuvas Lechem Sha'arim from the Mechabez V'Chil Michal, there's no last name. V'Chil Michal, he's Abbezden Chestina. From a city, a shtat in Europe. Chestina, Chelker, Chaim Sementes, he's a different kasha. He says that even if Noshim Apotah from Sudas Yom Tov, because the Mitzvah is Mangrama, but on the Chere, they should mechuyiv in the Mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah. Women are like to be makbid not only to eat the Sudas Shabbos, for example, they also have to have Lechem Mishnah. And the reason for Lechem Mishnah is it's a zecha for the month, that they're not for one Shabbos, that we have a double portion of month till Erev Shabbos, that's why we take two challahs. We make a moisty and two challahs to be kind of special mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah. Taisus and Bey, the Bezim and Bey says that the din of Lechem Mishnah goes on Yom Tov also. Because Yom Tov also, the month did not fall, even though we had a carry, but it was all Shayin Gam Noyin, Taisus talks about a muksa. And that's what Tessa says. On Yom Tov also, we have Lechem Mishnah, the way we all do it. We have Lechem Mishnah. And women are chayiv in Lechem Mishnah also because of Akhim Hoy Boys Nes. That reason, because they also in the Nes of Mon. As a Mela, time at the Sefer, the Shanshu's Lechem Sharim, that women on Yom Tov, even though they may be part of Sidis Yom Tov, but they're mechayiv to do Zech Lamon and Lechem Mishnah. As a Mela, and Lechem Mishnah means to cut the Lechem Mishnah and to eat it.
So,
what?
Literally,
yes. How can you say that? Be a Lechem Mishnah and then go learn. Huh?
No, Rav
Lezer said
you don't have to eat.
Have to eat? What happens to the
Mitzvah
Lechem Mishnah?
There is no Mitzvah Lechem
Mishnah. So this is what I want to answer. Maybe you'll be right from Rav Lezer also. So I want to say, the Kiveya will hold that the Chiyav Lechem Mishnah, they were only Kiveya, but Mokka Mechiv Suda. Whenever there's a Chiyav Suda, Chazal said the Suda should be on Lechem Mishnah. But if there is no Chiyav Suda, Chazal will not Kiveya Din of Lechem Mishnah. That's Kivega will hold. And then maybe you have sugar, right? You're right. From Velez the holes that you have to, you don't have to eat on Yom Tov. You be Yeshiva Shaina. But Akapanam, women, will be Chayim Lech Mishnah only in Shabbos, because then Bechiv is the Shabbos. But Suz Yom Tov, the Queen Bechiv will be Potter, and male will be Potter on this also. That's that Kasha. My elder Zayd, Hagayim Rakim Tarovich, in the Sefer Chudish Yagri, in the end of Chelak Aleph, is in Yom Shainim, the first. He has a shtickle that he brings down a kasha from the Isha Shukar Rav. Isha Shukar Rav, he writes, Rasa Lushte Snaga, he wanted to throw in an axe, it's an old expression, like throwing a monkey wrench, throwing a wrench, but he wanted to wrestle in the Sanosh of the Gemara, I want to Lushte Snaga into the Kivega. He has a kasha,
even if you hold that Noshim are part of the Sudis Yamtas, because the Mitzvah is my grandmother, the Kveg is saying, and the Mehna, they don't have to bench over, but we find that even the Mitzvah is my grandmother, the Noshim are part of, if they want, they can machnas themselves like men, like a Noshim, and do the Mitzvah. And they can even make a bracha according to many Rishayim. But if they want, they can take a little bit esrik, and they're all willing to do that, take a little esrik, and make a bracha. The minhag Sfardim is like Rishayim, they don't make a bracha, but the minhag Ashkenazim is they can do it and they can make a bracha. It's not a bracha lo batala, even though they're pata. They even allowed to say mamash as every man. Shekisham says it's tibonu, we were commanded, they're allowed to say mamash bracha. Right, this is the read in Taisus. And it's a minhag affects their kasha. Even if women are pata from Sudis Yamtik, but they can make themselves the mechuyim as every man. And they can make a bracha also, and they can bench, and they can say Yang Yavi, and if they forget Yang Yavi, let them bench over, the same way women would bench over. That's his kasha. So why does the Kivega say that if women forget Yang Yavi, they don't bench over? Why can't they, at least they should be allowed to if they want to? So my Zayda, in the Chishiki, he writes, Hanag Yishonai Paguma Ma'oid, as a Lashon, he says, it's not such a kasha. He says, because Ngamai's Bichas Mazin is different. Because the Chi Bichas Mazin, you can't just bench in the Velt Ramp. Bichas Mazin, you have to have a Chi Bichas Mazin. You have to have an Achila and a Sviya and a Mela Chi Bichas Mazin. But over here, once Nashim benched already and they were Yotza, there's no more Achila to bench on. There's nothing, even a man, if he didn't eat, he cannot bench, or if he benched already, he cannot bench again. Once he Yotza, there's nothing to bench. It's not Tzushtel to Lulman Esser. Lulman Esser, women can be Machnasses like men. Take Lulman Esser and make a Bracha. But over here, since they were Yotza already, even a man, if we Yotza, he'd be Yotza without Yom Yehovah, he cannot say over Yom Yehovah.
There's two parts to his question. That's the second part. You asked two parts.
Let
them make a
chiyuv
suit.
I'm
not sure what that means.
No, there is it. They can go be mekayim. They can't be machnas themselves into a chiyuv.
Yeah,
they machnas themselves in the mitzvah, but it's not right. But he wants to say machnas the mitzvah and make a bracha on it. But that's what my Zayda is answering very good. He says that the shugi says very good that. But over here, once you yaseh, there's nothing to bench on. Not such though. I have a cousin in Israel. He's also an uncle of Kantarevich. He's a Rav in Bnei Brak, in the basement of Bnei Brak, and he wrote me a kasha on the Zayd al-Khair. This story should be told in Mechad Shishayin in Brachas Dachavav and Bey. It's a famous Taisus. Taisus says that if a person forgets to daven Minchi, he davens twice Meir, he davens Tashlum by Meir. And if a person forgets the Moshul even to daven Siyanav Yovoi on by Shachas, he wasn't into Shachas, he would daven twice Mincha. But Taisa says, if you forget to see Yom Yahweh by Mincha, of Shchedesh, and then he remembers Matsoi Vishchedesh by Maya, but straight after Vishchedesh, Taisa says, you do not daven over. Because there's no purpose davening over. Because if you're going to daven, if you're not Tashlum by Maya, anyway, you're not going to see Yom Yahweh. It's already Matsoi Vishchedesh, so what's the purpose of davening over? The Rosh brings down, but the Chachmai Brinzi, the Chaylech. The Brinzi is saying, no, you forget about Yom Yahweh, but you were not Yetzim Mincha. You would not get the mincha, so you have to daven over even without Yom Yehovah. You have to touch lumen for the mincha itself. So what's the machlekes? So the Velt learns this way. The Velt learns, Tosfos holds that when a person forgets Yom Yehovah on the Shredish or whenever he's supposed to Yom Yehovah, is the pshat you're not get to davening at all, and that's why you have to daven over? Or is pshat davening v'yotze? The Shemanis v'yotze. You only have to daven over k'day to say Yom Yehovah. You can't say Yom Yehovah on its own. You machleid to say Yom Yehovah on the Shredish. So mainly you have to daven over just have a vehicle, a means to say Yom Yahweh. So Tosfos will say, oh, that's a mincha v'yotze. The only reason you're davening over is to say Yom Yahweh. It's a mincha. Now it's mitzvah v'shreidah. There's no purpose davening over. You can't say shreidah anyway. But the chavrinsia, the Rosh Hashanah, the chavrinsia will hold, no, you want yotze at all. As a mincha, he wanted to say, and his cousin of mine, Shem Lifshitz, wanted to say, that this machlokes v'shem machayru should be the same machlokes by Bichas HaMazon also. Whenever you bench and you forget Yom Yehovah and Moshe on Yom Tov and you have to bench over, machayru be the same machlokes. According to Tosfos, be'etzem you yotze Bichas HaMazon. And the only reason you're benching over is because to say Yom Yehovah in bench. You have to say Yom Yehovah. That's the only reason saying you're benching over. Hashem came to Rosh, B'shem Chach Brinzi, they hold the same thing, that if you bench Yom Yehovah, you won't get to benching at all. And you have to bench over to be yotze benching.
Is
what? I'll give you this in a second. It's mainly what to say, according to Tosfos that holds that you were Yotze benching and you only bench over just because to say Yom Yavai is a man and Nashim also, even though they were Yotze Yom Yavai, but just like men would bench over to just today to say Yom Yavai, and let them be machnas of like men and let them bench over just today to say Yom Yavai. Even though you're Yotze, but you're not to bench over just to say Yom Yavai.
If you're not
Yotze
bench over.
If you're not Yotze bench over. If you're not that the reason why you bench over is because you weren't Yotze at all, that's the only reason why you're not bench over is a man or women that were Yotze benching, that's my Zayda Svar. That you can't, they can't be mocking stuff like men to bench over, because men themselves, if they're Yotze, you cannot bench over. There's nothing to bench over on. But according to Tosfos, you see a chiddush that even though you're Yotze benching, there's still a chiyuv of a bechus of Muslims, Yom Yavai. You have to bench over just because they say Yom Yavai. It's a man, and women say, you're asking them like men. They say, what?
Tosfos, you weren't Yotze.
You hold Tosfos, you weren't Yotze?
Yeah, that's
all. Why? Well, but
because above you have to be, above you have to be masculine. It becomes a chiddush of the Matbeah. That's what they say to Machlaikis.
Yeah, but Tosfos holds you were Yotze. That's what Tosfos holds, that Matzoyim Mishkosh, you don't have to daven over.
And another one,
But Tosfos does hold that men, when they forget Yom Yavai and benching on Yom Tov, they bench over. Obviously, it's still the Zman. On Yom Tov.
No, because the original benching wasn't a benching.
No, it was a benching.
It was a benching. Otherwise, you do Matzion.
Right, Tosfos obviously holds it was a good feeling and it was a good benching. That's why it's I said we don't. So I have the answer. My source chat, the one sent for my Zayda is Harry Paskin Smachak is Tosfos Chacham Benzia. The first time he forgets Yom Yavai by Mincha on a Shredish and he remembers Matzoy with Shredish, what do? Do you say Tashlumin? Do you say two Shemon essays by Meir? Like the Rosh Chacham Benzia, or do you not? Like Tosfos. So in Shulchan Aruch, Chaim is Mekuvches Tzidkid Aleph. The Mechavat Taka Paskins, you should daven over Meir twice. He's Bal B'Toris Nadova. That's what the Mechavat says. Bal B'Toris, make it Al Tanai. You should say that, and the Mechavat, in other words, is Mesupik how he passes. Like Tzidkid Chacham Vinsia, and you should say that not Noshit Im Chayev and the If Im Chayev, like the Chacham Vinsia, that you have to daven over Matzoy V'Shreidish. Then Harry Zelon Chavosi, I'm davening for my choy. If lab, if not chayef to daven over like Taisa Shita and Brachas, Harry Tvim was in the Dava. This Tvim will be in the Dava. Because there's such a thing as davening, we don't do it, but there's such a thing as davening extra shemeneshes in the Dava. Just like you can bring a cob in the Dava, you could, besides the three things today, a person could bet some, always get up, Hanavai Shaspal, all of them call him Kunai, the Mishnah says, according to Mandama, you could always make a Tvim with the Dava. As a min, I want to say that the whole Indian tefillah tzedava is only by tefillah. There's no such thing as a bechus of Muslim in a dava. That's for sure. There's no such thing as a bechus of Muslim in a dava. As a man, or a bechus of Muslim, since it's a suffix, how we paskin, you would have to be machmeh like the Chacham Yevinzia, that you were really yetzah. And I'm sorry, you have to be machmeh like Tosfos. That you were really yetzah, and you only. I'm saying you're machmir yourself for vinsia. That you're not yetsa, and that's why you're benching over. As a male and nashim that were yetsa, they cannot bench over. That's how the cheshbon will come out, because you can't do, because since it's a suffix and you can only do ben zava, you can't do ben zava against the mazon. Agav, let's have a minute. Then I just want to say, and the ikam achoik is taisin the chach for vinsia. The way we're explaining that the shayin is, if you forget Yom Yavai, was it? Is a pshat that says that you didn't daven at all and you have to daven over, or bench at all and you have to bench over? What's a pshat? You're only benching over today to say Yom Yavai. I saw in a kuntus from Abisla Greitfort, he says, Shein Nafkamina, it says, another Nafkamina will be Pesach night. If someone benched on the third kais, normally we bench on the third kais, and we bench on the third kais. Person benched on the third kais and he forgot to say Yom Yavai in benching. So now he has to bench over. Does he have to bench the second time on the kais or not? What's the yaitz for the third kite? Because from that, the third kite of the Abba Kaisis has to be on benching. So since he benched and he was not yaitz to benching, maybe now he benches again, he has to bench in the kite. What? Yeah, that's what I want to say. So I was going to be totally in this Russian Taisus. According to the Taisus that holds that you were Yotz Shemin Esrei, and the only reason he's having over is Kadei to say Yom Yahweh. That's why Mitzvah Rishkosh, you don't have it over here. Also, you were Yotz benching. And you were Yotz benching on a Kais. The third Kais of Yotz. The only reason you're benching over is Kadei to say Yom Yahweh. But you cannot, then you would not be allowed to bench on a Kais because you'll be Moisev on the Kais. You're not allowed to have an extra Kais. Well, honestly, that has to be exactly for Kaisis. You would not be able to. But if you hold out the Chachos Mitzvah, then it says you weren't Yotz Bichas Mazon. If you weren't Yotz Bichas Mazon, that Kais was just an extra Kais. You drank extra Kais B'Shulchan Aruch. And you would have to now bench again the Kaisis. The Moridik and Afkamina. So Maisa, how we paskin. So the way he writes it over, according to the Shulchan Aruch, that's Mesupik, how we paskin. It would be a big suffix over here what to do, because you can't bench with Tessa Dava. But should you bench again on a Kais? I guess, you're machmin not to, because you don't have an extra kais, you want an extra kais, but you'll be missing a kais. Maybe it'd be better to have an extra kais than to be missing a kais. I'm not sure what to do, but it's a very nice machmina.
The Taisus only says the shita by
Mark. Right. Also, this whole Shulchan Aruch is based on Hebrew, which is a great point. No, I'm sorry. Oh.
Is it type of portion that doesn't know that you have a Birchas HaMotzen, let's say you forgot.
That's what we're saying. The Chayr is the same. Chayr is the same.
Maybe Birchas HaMotzen, you can't say over. Even twice to be Motzen, you can't say it over. Without a Chayr Birchas HaMotzen, my Tefillah Lameisa, they can say you could not. They can Mechayim your
Tefillah. Okay.
Mechayim your Tefillah. Mechlau, maybe Mechlau that music's not true. You don't have a Raya for twice.
Any time you bench on a course and you forget Shabbos Yal Yal Yul or you say,
yeah,
and you bench again, you need a course enough.
Okay. Just with I'll say quickly, very nice shayla. Like, so according to Mickey Vega, that women are better part of this yomtiv. So in the Matzah Melech, he wants to say, and Achimin will be the Gemara says that women could be mighty men in Birchas HaMazon. In a case where a woman eats Kadesh Sviya and the man eats only a Kzayis. So the man is Mechayim in Dabanan and Nashim Mechayim in Bechus Mazim in Dabanan. The Gemara says, Nachayim in the Reis, because they call me Sheshna Bebis of the Torah, Achayim in Bechus Mazim, Nashim Apat in Bechus Mazim. But the Reis says, but since the Mechayim in Dabanan, if the man is only Chayim in Dabanan, then a woman could be made to see a man in benching. I was thinking it could be a common case if one son by a chayla, a man who's sick, he could always ask his wife, and if he's sick, he eats being like his eyes, he could ask his wife, so he might see him benching. But he says a shayla, can the woman be might see a man benching on Yom Tov? Now she's saying Yom Yavai, because the first time she benches, of course she's saying Yom Yavai, but she's not really mechiv in the Yom Yavai. So it could be her chiv is less than the man's chiv. According to Vikivega, the man's chiv is a Yom Yavai that if he would have forgotten it, he has to bench over. Mashenkin, the woman says, Yahweh is a Rishkhish, but who is like a Rishkhish in Yahweh? And by men, it's the other way, it's the strongest. So he says, Shayla, he writes to Achin if a woman could be.
It can't be Moitzi, only a cop could be Moitzi. And that's the doctor of Kivay with the son of Tzadik with it. Yeah. And he says that it's different. But Noshim cannot be.
But the Gemara says Noshim can.
Okay,
that's true, we'll go another time. Okay, just on this Ikkub Kivega's Psak, the women that forget Yom Yavai, they don't bench over. It was always appellant to me, the Mishabur is not mentioned, the Chashukhan doesn't mention it. And when Shulchan Aruch just says, if you get Yom Yavai and Yom Tov, you have to bench over. Shulchan, again, the theme of Shulchan Aruch is not Machalik, which you would think it goes on men and women. Kivega's Machalik, it doesn't go on women. Mishabur doesn't mention this, the Chashukhan mentions it. To me, it was always appellant. And then I found years later when they printed the Shulchan Aruch of Kivega Shalim, it was another set of Agos for Kivega in a different print. It was printed in Shulchan Aruch of Johannesburg. Kivega obviously had two sets of Shulchan Aruch. He wrote some Agos on one and some Agos on the other. And the ones we have are from one set of Kivega's Agos. But later they printed his Ksavya from a different set. And in that other set, which was printed in Johannesburg, that other set of Kivega writes the same Shulchan Aruch that women L'chayr should have to not bench over if they forget Yom Yavai. But he ends off a lesson. In the Shuvi doesn't say that. The Shuvi passes that way, but in the Goya he writes, it bothers him, I would like to pass this way, but it's hard for me to be machad something that another place can say. Another place can shtel on this that women are different. So I have different rights that the Chavetz Chaim, when he made his Mishnah Berurah, that was a set, that was a Kivega he had in front of him. I think he had that Hagoyas of Johannesburg. And maybe he saw this, that Kivega himself did not want to pass in that way, that's why he left out the whole Shaila, he didn't bring it up at all. Sure.